This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the big limits in making progress against the coronavirus, maybe the big limit, actually, other than masks and the not wearing of them, is testing. We don't do enough of it, way less than a million a day, even though a lot of experts say we need five times that or more. So with that kind of demand here and globally for testing machines and all the associated supplies, a lot of university labs, instead of waiting for overloaded commercial companies to catch up, they've created DIY testing systems. Marketplace's Scott Tong checked in with a lab manager at the University of Washington to get a sense of a day in the life of this very essential worker.
When I reached Dr. Alex Greninger at 9 a.m. his time one recent morning, he's already been at work for 90 minutes. He talks not so much like the lab scientist and coronavirus test assistant lab director that he is, but like a shipping clerk tracking his office purchases.
So we're going to, you know, follow those tracking numbers because they get shipped today. We'll make sure they get shipped today.
This morning, he's running down a testing machine he's bought to boost how many tests his lab can do for the western part of Washington state. Right now, it's maxed out at 7,500 per day. One machine he bought is something called the Roche 8800. It's a long white machine that kind of looks like a row of kitchen appliances on top of cabinets. Runs $750,000, but it's on back order.
We don't even know if we'll ever receive it. Right now, I think the receipt date's been pushed back into December.
And to boost his chances, he also ordered a different model.
And we're told that they couldn't ship them until Q2 of 2021. Yeah, pretty crazy.
Machine shortages are a big reason this lab has to say no to medical offices that want to send human samples to his lab in Seattle. From Florida, from Louisiana, Connecticut.
We're probably turning away more samples than we actually run.
So now he's trying to scale up, and he's talking like an army quartermaster.
The items that you get right now, the weapons that you can get right now, are what you're going to go into battle with going into the fall.
When the weather gets cold and more people gather indoors. At midday, I check in with Alex again.
It's noon on Wednesday here in Seattle.
And voila, a new testing machine has come in. No, it's not the Roche 8800, but it's a different brand. Greninger uses his phone to record what these things sound like. This is good, means they can run more tests. As soon as folks learn how to use this new contraption.
It's really hard on the staff, on everyone, to try to maintain running 6,000 to 7,000 samples a day while you're trying to bring on new platforms.
Each platform, each testing system, requires specific chemicals. They're called reagents, and they're hard to get, especially if you're just a university lab competing against commercial giants like Quest Diagnostics and LabCorp.
Like every other industry, this virus, it concentrates privilege. Larger companies are getting larger, and then that's just how it is.
Later in the day, Greninger turns his attention to the nitty-gritty of his lab's work.
So it's 3:10 p.m. here.
Including a meeting with consultants trying to speed up the workflow and inefficiencies. Test tubes can be ill-fitting. The samples have to be unboxed and labeled, scanned, tracked, checked, and then disposed of, which takes a room full of special containers. Does he ever run out of gas?
In June and some of July, I just got really exhausted and had my own sort of burnout, and you start to feel like a weird lack of motivation.
Now, though, he says he's energized again. The fall season could bring a surge in cases, and his lab will be more important than ever, even if patients don't realize it.
People have probably never met the person who tested their sample. The doctor is the one that communicates the result, in a way takes credit for the result, and the laboratory technicians, scientists, pathologists, people behind the scenes don't really get to interact with the patient that way.
With his day at the testing lab done, Greninger heads out for more work. He walks to a separate research lab to learn more about the virus that he's testing for. Greninger stays till about 9 p.m. or so, and then home to talk a little shop with his wife.
She's also in clinical laboratory over at a competing outfit. We decompress mostly by complaining about the testing process.
More human samples and more lives on the line will be waiting in the morning. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.